I love to see the look of fear in the eyes of the white man. It's yours, baby. Count it. Down payment.
Down payment.
Feels good, huh? Having some cash in the hand.
How much is here?
$50,000.
$50,000? And it's a down payment, which means I get to keep it whether the fight goes or not.
It's all yours, baby.
That's blank.
Oh, don't worry about that. We fill it in later. Your signature is like a magic wand. I'm gonna wave it all over the world, baby. Make all things possible.
Ain't you gonna wash your hands?
I wash my hands before I touch my dick.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
What?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Lick a license.
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Lick a license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Lick a license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
Well, this is the first podcast of the new year.
Definitely. The cheers. Year, 2017.
The year of liquor license.
Yeah, LL.
That's
Cool J.
It's not the year of the rooster.
Nah. Not the year of the dog.
You know what? It's funny. If I go back and listen to old episodes, every year, starting from 2014 and on, I'm like, oh, it's the year of Look Good Radio. It's the year. This year, I might have. Career's popping at 805.
Boom.
Ooh.
That was like a Tim Hardaway crossover, 96.
Ooh. Get buckets.
Shout out to Thunder Dan Marley.
We're on Little Terrio 3 years too late, I think. I don't know.
No, I think it's perfect time because I think we're going to get him on the show when he like 20. And he's going to reflect
he's
and break
fat,
down.
Have you seen him lately? He's a big fat fuck, yeah. Man. I feel bad for the kid. Like, Watch out, buddy.
I know we ain't got no list for today because it's the first one.
I got a shit list.
I know y'all don't do sports, but hey, fuck it. Welcome to the new year, motherfucker.
Do
shout out
want,
to
buddy.
The most gangster shit of the week. I got to start. I'm sorry. Can you give me my pause? This is the most gangster shit of the week. As y'all can see this year, we doing this shit about a whole new fucking book. Shout out to Akeem Tlaib, you crazy motherfucker. I seen you snatch Michael Crabtree chain off his neck. And while you was giving the interview, you had like 12 chains on your neck. You a fucking gangster.
Did you see him on the sideline and he's like telling everybody
Akeem,
what he did?
You was a motherfucking gangster. I remember when you pulled a gun on your sister boyfriend at the club in Dallas and threatened to kill him. Then you shot yourself before this season. You was a motherfucking gangster, Akeem. Yeah. Whenever we get a chance, liquor license, we're going to bring you on. We're going to have a beer with you, smoke a cigarette. You might be into some whole other shit. Much respect, Akeem. You the most gangster motherfucker of the week. Starting the year off, you got the title, the first most gangster shit.
If you haven't seen him rip the chain off of Michael
Crabtree. Well, why would you rip it off? He said, you know what? He been wearing that chain all year, and it's just been bothering me. That's a gangster. And he had like 12 chains on. If you go look it up, while he giving the interview, he got like 12 diamond and gold chains on. He's a fucking asshole to the
but
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Akeem,
like,
shout out
to
you.
You need that in the NFL.
And the best thing about Akeem, his Instagram post right after he did the chain was to Coach Kubiak. Like, he loved him. Say he cherished every day with him. You could tell he wanted people you would want on your fucking team.
I actually feel really bad about the Kubiak thing.
I mean, Kubiak was having strokes and shit, man. Like I told my she was like, oh, well, you know, what be going on with that? And I'm trying to explain to somebody. I'm like, you got to be really willing to die for this shit to get a Super Bowl ring. Like, people don't understand that shit. Like, okay, my favorite team is the Saints. And when Peyton... winning Super Bowl ring, he lost his fucking wife. He had to get a girlfriend. He couldn't go home. You know what I mean? Like, it was divorced.
Sean Payton?
Yeah, Sean
Payton. Okay. I thought you said Payton.
So right. They tell you he was coming in as an alcoholic in the meetings and shit. Like, you got to be really willing to get your car in the Newports, get some good whiskey and shit, and just say, fuck it. I need to get my dick sucked.
You
got to
be like
for 5 minutes.
Al Pacino.
You get your dick sucked and then you go back to work. You don't have time for that cuddling and shit. You trying to get a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And Kubiak had minor strokes and shit. I'm like, man, you got
I mean, he had a humongous migraine problem.
Man,
but think about it.
I like Kubiak, too.
as a backup, he won Super Bowls with the Broncos.
Elway. Shout out to Elway.
Then he had a decent career with the Texans. Mm-hmm. And then he won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, as a coach. So
he'd probably be in the Hall of Fame.
And guess what? He got paid a lot of money.
And I would, if I would slide him in there some kind of way in the Hall of Fame. Maybe not first ballot, third ballot, but hey, eventually.
It depends. I mean, there's a lot of superstars right now. No,
I'm,
so
I'm just saying
tough,
that on the coaching side.
Yeah, I agree.
On the coaching side, yeah.
No, okay. What the fuck? The playoffs.
What up, Tremile? Man, happy New Year to you. And he got some fucking Cortez roaches.
What do you got,
on.
Buddy?
You got some Nike Air roaches, Cortez.
What
type
kind of
shit
food?
Going
what
on.
Kind of food you got, Tremile?
Good to see you, man.
Oh, all right.
Happy New Year.
Anyways, so like if you look at the playoffs, there's a couple really good games and a couple really shit games.
I actually think the shit game that everybody thinks is going to be the shit game is going to turn out to be good.
Okay,
Oakland and Texans. I think it's going to be one you'd be like, damn, it was good. Like, yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay, whoever wins that game,
yep.
Then nobody cares about. Is going to play.
Yeah, we got to talk about sports any fucking way. The playoffs start next weekend.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
And they're going to play the Patriots. And
shout out to Bill.
And guess what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who wins.
And Akeem played for Bill. Shout out to Akeem again. God damn you, motherfucker.
No matter what, no matter whoever wins that game, they're not going to beat the Patriots. I'm sorry.
I'm with you on that one.
McGlovin or McLovin?
No, they say Connor actually is probably going to start.
Okay, awesome game.
I'm telling you, it might be one of them. You just like, did I actually miss something? I mean, just for pure enjoyment. Like, I love football,
I'm just,
man. Fuck,
I know. You know. I'm just saying. Okay, so the Patriots have like basically two bye weeks.
Yeah. I get
okay.
On yeah, the that's other, crazy. Like, got two byes.
On the other side,
Bill O'Brien. Like, fuck y'all.
What do we get? What do we got on the what's the other AFC game?
The other AFC game is. Pittsburgh and Miami. Yeah.
Now here's that's an interesting game. Stop. Because Miami beat them in Pittsburgh earlier in the season.
Matt Moore was not the quarterback, and Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger were not playing like the best fucking wide receiver quarterback on the planet.
Matt Moore doesn't look bad.
And shout out to Le'Veon Bell. I think he was still on a weed smoking break at that time. So let's not forget. Yeah. So let's say 35-7 on that one. Okay.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
All right, so then the Steelers go to Kansas City, who oddly enough look really fucking good.
And I think Patriots gonna spank that ass.
No, Patriots gonna win, whatever. But I'm saying the Steelers go to Kansas City.
No, I'm sorry.
City.
The Steelers gonna spank that ass.
Hmm.
I ain't changing my pick. I mean, I'm just saying that. Just
she.
What the?
You gonna talk all my fucking Tree Man's here, and he's a fucking Chiefs fan.
Yeah, Chiefs fan.
Well, that's like their team.
Oh, okay. Hey, no hate, but oh well.
I don't think he gives a fuck either way, but
I'm a Saints fan. Fuck, we're not even in the playoffs.
I got you. I needed you to fucking beat your stupid fucking Falcons.
That's the one. You know me. I live for two games.
Goddamn close.
I live for two games
fucking,
every season.
Why couldn't he catch that pass?
I live for two games every season, home and away.
That's
Atlanta
all
Falcons.
I needed. That's all I needed.
We could go fucking 0-14, long as we beat the Falcons two times.
If Breeze doesn't throw that, that pick, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
The Saints win.
Yeah.
The Seahawks get the bye.
Yeah.
So you kind of fucked me.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I always wanted them to beat the Falcons. So yeah, I went.
All right. Let's go NFC. Okay. The Lions going into Seattle. I think Seattle's got that.
Yeah, I think Seattle got that one.
I mean, I can't believe the Lions were that good this year. I mean,
I can't believe they didn't fucking like get amped up enough to win fucking against Green Bay for the division. Like, I couldn't understand. And that's why I hate about Caldwell, because I like Caldwell, but that's what everybody said. He don't win big games. And I'm like, damn. And I hear people saying that, and I keep wanting to prove them wrong, but I'm like, fuck Jim Caldwell. Like, maybe one time.
He does not win big games.
And like, I'm like, you know, just on some black shit, I'm like, hey, man, I'm rooting for you, but fuck. you should have won. Like, I'm watching Aaron Rodgers do all that running around. Like, that don't seem that complicated. Like, okay, somebody just fucking stay with him. Like,
right.
I don't know, B.
All right. Well, so we got Seattle on that one. And then, now the Giants going to Green Bay, that's a good game.
And I'm going to make my – I got the Giants.
I do, too.
I got the Giants.
And you want to know why? Two reasons. One is I don't want to play the Packers if they stay that high.
You said that before.
Okay. Yeah. And – I think Seattle stacks up better against the Giants than they do.
Way
but,
better. Nah, I take that back. I don't know.
I guess it depends. Okay, so now if that's the case.
And then, he's in full Seahawks garb, by the way.
Oh, of course. Then Seattle goes to Dallas.
That's the one I won't see. Because that's the one going to show everybody. Look, let me tell y'all something. Like Dak, like Zeke. I even like Jerry Jones. Man, that shit ain't real. I'm just telling y'all.
No, maybe you know what's not real? It's not.
Down the line.
Yo, it's not LOB. If it LOB was healthy, that's a different game.
So what you think? Altogether. You think?
I think they're going to be hyped.
You do not have all got, this garb
I got a
on.
Feeling.
You Richard do not Sherman, have all
Richard
this garb
Sherman,
on.
Two interceptions against the Cowboys. Okay,
cool. Okay. Right. I just wanted to make sure. I was like, what the fuck are you about to
but say? Now you got the Giants going to, who the fuck's the second seed? Oh, Falcons.
That's who I want them. You know me. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm gonna say this again. Fuck the Falcons.
Okay, so then we got the Giants going. Ooh, we got the Giants
NFC
going
championship.
To Seattle.
To Seattle. Yeah. To y'all. To the 12th man. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. So we maybe weren't wrong in the beginning of the season.
I mean, we were pretty accurate. Except for my Cleveland Browns, that was the only one that I kind of fucked up.
Yeah, you
on.
Really fucked up. On
but
that.
I everything else, I was pretty on point.
I mean, honestly, like most of our, but I guess we didn't give the Lions enough credit.
No, I did. Go back and listen to that shit. Go,
you
go.
Did? And you know what? I gave the Chiefs a lot of credit.
You did.
I thought they were going to be good.
But didn't somebody else, who Sports Illustrated picked? It was on
they
the cover.
Picked Steelers.
They picked somebody who's not even in it, though. They had as the champion. Who the fuck did they have?
Did like Steelers versus. No, I thought they had like Steelers versus Green Bay or something.
No, I thought they had somebody who was totally not involved in this shit.
We'll have
anymore.
To go back and listen.
Yeah,
because
I was like, it was somebody that they had. You was like, damn, look at it. Oh, it might have been a Steelers.
No, they had Steelers Seahawks.
Okay.
And that's who we picked. Who we picked. So, and that could still be that way. Where the fuck is the Super Bowl this year?
Where the fuck is the Super Bowl? Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Houston, yeah.
That's going to pop off.
Talking about
Didn't you go to fucking the All-Star game in Houston?
I went to the All-Star game in Houston and, I was at the festivities in L.A. But I didn't go to Louisiana. And they're going to be in Louisiana again this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was supposed to be in Charlotte, but Charlotte don't like gay people, so they had to move.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, speaking of gay people in sports.
Yeah.
All right. You're a good basketball player. No.
Stupid.
I'm watching the UFC game or the UFC fights at we went to the rec room. So I didn't want to pay for it. So
which one's the rec room?
It used to be the draft on Riverside and Whitsett.
Used to be the draft.
It used to be called the draft. Now it's called
the one by the canal.
Yeah.
I've been there a few times. Yeah.
And so they
damn,
had
I was there before it was sports bar. It was a drunk bar.
It was fucking ten. It was like $10 to get in. But it's like, it's better than spending 80 on this fucking.
Right.
Now, all the. Okay. I've been watching these UFC fights. Okay. And I don't dislike them.
Mm-hmm.
But when they start rolling around and shit, like their dicks are touching, it's gay. It's gay.
Okay.
I'm not on purpose.
That's the first gay reference in 2017.
Yeah.
By the way.
No. Just look at if me and you are rolling around on the ground and I'm sitting on top of you.
Yeah. They got cups on, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember. It's
no.
It's like
I understand. Yeah. And listen, and I get it. But this is why I like boxing better.
I think boxing is
I just think boxing is better. But
yeah, that's me too.
I'm
glad that's the first time you said that because I'm a boxing fan and I always thought boxing is better.
I'm warming up to UFC. Let's say that.
I don't have nothing. I will watch it, but I'm definitely on boxing.
Well, they have like the first three fucking fights, the undercards, are like all draws. All just like rolling around on the ground.
How you get a draw in UFC just from just grappling?
No, I mean they all go the three rounds.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they all go three rounds, and then they, you know, whoever they the judges pick whoever wins.
Okay.
The second to last fight is this homeboy with like tattoos, like Conor McGregor style.
Yes.
And like the champion, so it's a 5-round fight, which I'm like, man, these guys are, and it, none of it's on the ground. They're just punching the living shit out of each other,
kicking. Oh. Roundhouses and shit.
And I'm telling V-Ron, like one of those kicks to my leg, I'd be down. And these motherfuckers keep taking it. I have some more. My parents sent out some Cajun-style turkey jerky.
It's very good. Very, very tasty.
Shout out to Bob and Judy.
Yep, shout out.
But, one of those kicks in the leg, and these motherfuckers are taking it non-fucking-stop.
When they take them to the head and shit, I'd be like, God.
But this tattoo guy, I loved his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was like, the dude would like punch him in the face and he would just like look at him like, "What's up? Bring it." And he'd wave his hand over like, "Keep bringing it, keep bringing it." And I'm like, and then I found out later on Dana White hates that shit because he doesn't want it to be like WWF type shit. You know, he doesn't want that. And that's what Conor McGregor is, basically. Right. He has that. But there's something about that that brings people into this. You get excited about that shit. Either you love or hate that person. That's what always.
But that's what you want to see. You want to see fucking fighting.
Saying. No, but I'm saying.
You don't want to see rolling around. You want to see motherfucking.
No, no. Clone. Yeah, I want to see a personality. That's what I'm saying.
Because for years, UFC fighters were just UFC. I'd be like, who the fuck is that? Like, who the fuck is this? Still kind of came up. John Jones, I give him credit to.
Yeah, I'll give
and
him
like
credit.
Like the older Shamrocks and all them motherfuckers.
Yeah. But it wasn't like that. You didn't watch the fight, so.
Right.
It like every move, he would like do shit and he would punch him in the face.
Mm-hmm. So he was entertaining.
Very entertaining. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, he's fucking tattooed the fuck up, you know, and just has like an interesting, you know, he's like a handsome guy, you know, so like he has everything going for him. And so
he's marketable.
And he went,
right.
He went the 5 rounds and he won the championship.
That's good.
His name's Cody something.
That's good. Shout out to Cody.
Then the Rousey fight was a complete waste of time. Don't eat this on the air.
Ronda, I'm going to say this to you. I know they keep talking about you got a career in Hollywood and all this other shit. You had a career in Hollywood when you was winning. I'm sure you're still going to get auditions for certain shit. I heard they was making her like one of the superheroes from Marvel or some shit.
Probably.
And they had to push it back when she lost the last fight. Hey, I don't hate her. I don't know nothing about her. But when shit is just overhyped, that's why I give so much credit, I'm going to say this again, to Floyd Mayweather, because you could talk all the shit in the world, but if you back the shit up for 20 fucking years, how the fuck can you ever tell me something? Not saying he Muhammad Ali, not saying none of that shit. Heavyweight is heavyweight, also civil rights is civil rights. Muhammad was fighting some other shit. But if you could back the shit up you talking for 20 fucking years, man, don't tell me nothing about these made-up-ass fucking fighters and celebrities and all that dumb shit.
No, I agree. Here, the thing is, there's a lot of issues I have with this.
Okay.
She had her fucking ass kicked. It was like right. It wasn't even close. Like, it was the worst fight I've ever seen.
It was a 48-second ass whipping.
And good for Nunez, who is an outed, she's a lesbian, she's right, out. And guess what? She kicked her fucking ass.
And she made $300,000.
She made $200K.
And Ronda made $3 million.
Mm-hmm. And didn't care. Nothing. And then Ronda Rousey just leaves the ring. Doesn't even shake her hand. Nothing. That's fucking. That's dog shit, dude. It's all a publicity stunt.
You know how stupid. I feel about that? I told you with
Peyton Manning, when he lost to the Seahawks, he just bounced. Fuck
no,
him.
No, somebody else recently, though, we talked about it. And I said I didn't respect that they didn't shake hands and shit. And you agree with me. It was last year.
No, I agree with you on every one of those. Like, that just shouldn't happen. Yeah, like, look at, okay, dude, you get your ass kicked, or you lose a fucking basketball game or something.
Right.
Like, all right, just be a good sport. Right. That's all I'm saying. Like, I mean, you guys are in it for the sport. It's not like you're not going to, you just got paid $3 million to get your ass kicked for 40 seconds. Don't fucking.
It's not that bad, right?
Calm down. 40 seconds of getting punched in the face.
And like the last time she was talking about suicide and all this shit, I was like, huh?
What
the fuck?
And the thing is, dude, like, everyone's like, oh, they stopped it too early. If you would have watched
it. They stopped it too early. I saw the highlights.
She would have gotten killed.
I saw the fucking highlights. That she Nunez, didn't have a fucking
that,
chance.
That Nunez can beat the shit out of me and you at the same time.
She had no fucking chance. I saw that shit on SportsCenter. That motherfucker wasn't throwing no blows. That motherfucker was dead. In the water.
Did they show the dude with the tattoos?
No, that's what I'm telling you. I didn't even all see right, no well, undercard
see,
shit.
See if you can look, because it was the one right before that. It was fucking tits, you know? But.
No undercard shit at all. It was just Rousey.
Are you going to my room?
And her 48-second ass whipping.
It was bad.
Yeah,
but I think the problem is with boxing is that there isn't a name.
Nah, but boxing popping off. I'm going to tell y'all something. You need some names, I'm going to give you some names. Okay, you always got Adrian Broner entertaining everybody. You still got the dude, I just watched him the other day.
Well, homeboy McGregor wants to get in.
Jermello Charles, him and his brother, the twins, they both undefeated. They some bad motherfuckers. Fucking somebody else. It's a couple. Boxing is going to be okay. People just like to fucking, oh, it's no name. Man, that's bullshit. It's a lot of fucking names.
No,
I'm saying like, because you like boxing. It's other people that just, it's for some reason they just hate boxing.
Look at, in boxing, I'm not on top of you with our dicks touching.
Right.
And like,
it's some skillful shit.
And I'm not punching you in the face. I the whole time I'm watching these fights, I'm like, punch the guy in the face. Why the fuck aren't you punching
Andre
the guy
Ward.
In the face?
I like Andre Ward. Shout out to Andre Ward. SOG, son of God.
Was that a fucking wide receiver? Or, oh, that was Andre Ware.
Andre Ware and Andre Johnson. No. Okay. Andre Ward is the boxer.
Andre Johnson, Andre Johnson still plays?
I thought he just retired.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, so on the boxing talk, I just watched Creed for my first time.
I couldn't believe when you texted me that. I was like, did he just see this? I didn't know that. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I never saw it at the theater or anything. It just came on Amazon. That was a fucking good movie.
It was. Shout out to Sly. Shout out to Ryan Coogler. Shout out to Michael B. And shout out to Tessa, the girl, Thompson. Tessa Thompson.
Yeah, who is it? I thought that was Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
No, that's Tessa Thompson. She in Westworld right now. She was in that. She was in Dear White People. She's a good actress.
Yeah, number one, Michael B. Jordan got fucking shredded for that. Mm-hmm. God damn. But like,
he wasn't drinking these 805s for show.
He fucking we can all say it did rip off of the first Rocky. We called
everybody who watched it did say black, white, no matter what everybody who told me, nah, that shit was just the same storyline.
And it was.
It was. It was, right. It's how it was. But big difference. I still appreciate it for what it was.
They have Creed. Mm-hmm. He actually is a rich kid.
Right.
And so like it's so it's a different that's the
they
one
just turned it. Right.
That's the one spin that they have on it. Yeah. But like I don't know. I really like
I think it was a good
I like the idea that like Sly, he didn't like put on makeup. Like, does he really look that fucked up?
Yeah, he does.
So that's what I'm good. All right. Good for him. It was when a woman
said, does he really look that fucked up? Yeah.
Because, you know, he's having the dark hair and like the shit, like in the Expendable movies, you know.
Yeah, he get touched up every once in a while, you know, his face would be tight.
That kind of thing. But in this one, he just looked old.
Yeah.
And he just looked fucked up.
And Sly, he's old when you think about Sly. Like, he is.
He's old. I saw him at the old place a couple years ago, and he didn't look that bad. Yeah,
for a man in his fucking 70s?
Yeah. No. And then, I had a whole nother point about this goddamn movie. Of course, it ends the same way that the other one, ended. So I don't know if they're going to do another one
talking about.
That's what I was saying. When, like, a woman goes and does, like, a nude scene that's like, oh, it's so good for them. It's liberating. Well, like, for Sly to look like shit and to be that character again, like,
liberating.
Good for him.
Right.
I mean, it's what? That's, like, seven Rockies deep?
Yeah. First one was 1978.
God damn. Did he write this one? All right.
Oh, he ain't giving that shit away to nobody.
Okay. All right. Here's the question I had. So, I'm sure everybody who's listening has seen the fucking movie. The whole plot of the movie is that it's Apollo Creed's son, but it's illegitimate son.
Right.
They never hit on that.
This
was sort of made up. No. But,
Apollo was just that flamboyant. Slanging dick to these hoes.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to these hoes.
And they go to Mickey's. Oh, God damn. Fuck. I might watch it again. It might be.
It's one of them that I watched a few times. I'm not going to lie to you. And I never really publicized it. But yeah, I watched it like
four times. It might be 10 minutes too long, but it's still.
It definitely has some lull. And that's what I realized. Even with Fruitvale, his movies tend to. I don't know if
they stay somebody on, they not stay telling on, like him a scene little for too long. Yeah.
That's what it is. And I shout out to Ryan. I like you. But if I had to tell you, that's what it is. It's you stay on certain shit, and I'm like, okay, we should be going somewhere else.
You know what?
Right.
And artistically, maybe there's a reason that you do. But I mean, as an audience, you want to. We're in the age of fucking social media and everything, and it's got to be this.
Right.
That, like, we needed to move along.
Right.
A little bit.
And he definitely has some lows.
But the first fucking fight that he has. It's like all one long take. It was fucking awesome.
And that dude is
That was shot fucking great.
Yeah.
I gotta give him directorial credit for that.
It was a good fucking movie.
It was shot very well.
People sleep on Creed. And Creed 2 has been greenlit. So yeah, supposed to be doing Creed 2.
Okay. I like the idea that Rocky's like kind of dying, doesn't want to fight, but then he makes him fight it, you know. And it was just interesting, that whole concept. You know what I mean? Like,
but as interesting, it was very simple.
It was. But the original Rocky was fucking very simple, and it worked. It just worked. That's
just nobody had put it on the screen before,
yeah. What the fuck did we watch last night? It was some fucking scary movie. It was another dumb one. It was probably a fucking Courtier Joseph masterpiece.
Yeah, I don't fucking horror movies.
But you direct them.
It's another one coming called Novice. It's a good one that my homeboy directed. It's horror movies, some other shit, man. You got to really, I don't know.
Well, so let's get down to it, dude. It's a new year. We're 23 minutes in. We've talked our sports.
Yeah, we only 23 in?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and yeah, don't stop.
So, New Year's, I worked. All right,
Hold on.
What's up, player?
I won't get into the serious shit. Because New Year's is New Year's.
Yeah, but no, but it's a new year. We should talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. What? I won't talk about the other shit first.
Oh, that, okay. Yeah. That's okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
We watched yesterday was some documentary about blacks and Hispanics getting arrested.
13, motherfucker. I know what you watched.
That's exactly what it is. There
I told you. I'm like Jesus. I was sitting here with y'all. Omnipresent.
And I see, if you haven't seen it, it's a documentary.
Documentary on Netflix. Go check it out. Ava DuVernay is the producer. It's some real shit. But you know what? I've been knowing all of that shit since I was a little bitty fucking kid. Because I grew up in the South, motherfucker.
Okay.
And when you get 20 years for one fucking crack rock. Yes. My cousins and everybody. Shout out to everybody in jail. Angola State Prison, Louisiana, motherfucker.
Okay. So, that's exactly what we watched. All right. So, that
will make you discuss some shit.
Okay.
That will. All
right. Yeah. And here's the thing. Okay, you know, there's whatever percentage of African Americans live in America and then how many are in jail. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Right. It is.
Okay. All like the fucking racist shit is ridiculous. Right. I know. I'm not arguing.
What's the problem?
I'm not arguing.
Okay, it's coming.
This is my problem.
It's coming.
Have I ever been a racist to you?
No.
Do you think I even have that? No. I'd rather be fucking black. I've never had
some people I can point out.
What I'm saying is I'm sick.
I've had racist like moments, tendencies, all that type of shit. I've never had that problem.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, some white people who I didn't work with and did different shit with, and I'm telling you, I done seen some slippage and I'm like, wow, okay.
But I don't drop the N-bomb.
No, nothing at all.
All the time,
what happened? Okay, so what the fuck happened?
I just am at a point.
Oh, shit.
We're like, okay, Black Lives Matter. I agree.
You can't be tired of it. Don't say that.
Brown Lives Matter. I agree.
Wait, who's the picture you sent me? Hold on. You sent me a picture on a text. Who's that? It's a dude.
I don't know. I'll have to look. Yeah, I have it on airplane mode, so.
Okay, well. Look.
Okay. Anyways, I'm saying is this.
Go ahead.
I'm tired of getting looked at as a white person that has white privilege. I understand that exists.
Right.
But at the same time.
It does.
It does in some cases.
But to be sitting in this crib with you, yeah, you ain't using it. So y'all can leave.
No,
y'all
I
can
mean,
leave. And, be alone. Being his and, white privilege.
I'm saying in some cases it doesn't.
His no. I mean it exists. Dude, I just don't think people manifest it.
Listen, I owe $120,000 in fucking student loans.
Yeah,
and I know.
But who told you this? Why? Who made you feel like you was using white privilege?
Because I got into it with her because she's Hispanic,
right?
And I'm just like enough. So. I'm like enough already.
But like, what did she?
Like, no. I'm just saying is that if everyone else's lives matter. Shouldn't my life matter as well?
Everybody.
I'm
going to fight for black lives, and I wouldn't be mad if you say white lives. Yeah.
Everybody's life
should matter.
I don't care what color your skin is.
Right.
Okay, and that shouldn't make a difference on a college application.
Right, and you're dating a person from another race.
And it shouldn't make a difference on a motherfucking job application.
You're right.
And I shouldn't have to answer, am I Mexican or not? Fucking stupid.
I'm with you.
Everybody, she just looks at me like, oh, you're white. So, like, she does.
I mean, I say he white when I'm talking about, like, Mike Pence shit. When he from, like, middle America.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with that. It's not a, like, you know, to put you down. It's never like, no, oh, you just on some white man shit. No, I wouldn't be sitting here doing this fucking podcast.
Dude, you know how many fucking... There's probably a million white dudes who are hillbilly fucking
I wouldn't be sitting here doing this podcast with you if you was on some white bullshit.
That's just what I'm saying is not, I'm not. And not. I think
I can certainly I'm gonna give him his coast now. He not on no white and bullshit.
So
I'm speaking for the black delegation right now and saying that Brandon Jigalanska is not racist.
Thanks, Mo Steph.
You're fucking stupid, boy. God damn.
I'm just all I'm saying is I'm just at a point where like when these people, these Trump people.
But hold on.
Hold on. Not the white supremacist.
Hey, he was the white man who was like trying to put the Hispanic people out of their own party. And it was like, stop that. Stop. That was one of the funniest. I listened to that shit again. I was like, damn. I watched it. He heard himself like, stop.
I want to go to sleep.
Stop that.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
I was like, damn, B, did you hear that you really was disrespecting these Hispanic people?
I don't know their culture as well. They don't know my fucking culture, right. So what the fuck ever. That's what I'm getting at, dude. I'm just sick of hearing that the white person is like always the asshole.
That's not the case. And I don't never play that card. And I tried, just the world got
and asshole. No, this is what I explain. I'm trying to explain it to her, and she's just not listening. I said, it's not the case of your skin color.
Yeah.
It's a case of the skin color of where you live, because that's sort of where you live. Yeah. And in Compton, they don't have great teachers. They don't have fucking...
They don't have resources. They don't have a lot of shit, right.
So, and that's not their fault. Right. It's just what happened.
Right.
So, like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like,
try to change it.
And they did, you know, in the early 80s, where they tried to bus people in to the schools here in the Valley, and then they bust these, like, Cameron Diaz.
Ice Cube was one of them.
Ice Cube was one of them, and look at how, you know, how big he is right now.
Right.
Okay? And then Cameron Diaz got bussed into Long Beach, and she went to high school with fucking Snoop Dogg. Right, so, you know, it works. Yeah. But... I mean, I don't know. That was my whole point. I'm sorry.
Even your, like, racist, like, serious racist topics are not that serious. So.
I just don't know. I always feel like I'm looked at like an asshole.
But you probably are, though. Because you got to remember. I'm going to tell you something. Black people, we one thing. Hispanic people, some whole other shit. And I'm not going to lie to you. I love my black people to death. I know how I feel to be black. Hispanic people got their own views on a lot of shit that
Mexicans hate El Salvadorian.
Man, I'm telling you, Colombians like, and I, you know, I was with a Mexican chick, and her roommate was Salvadorian, and yeah, it's a lot of internal shit going on. You'd be like, what the fuck? So,
I think Guatemalans hate these people.
Stay a G and stay out of all that. Yeah,
that's like me being like, okay, I'm Polish. I hate fucking Russians.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck. Right. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, or I hate Jews or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's aggravating.
Yeah, they be having a lot of shit going on.
No, but okay. If we all just, honestly, Rodney King'd it, can we all just get along?
And rest in peace, Rodney King.
He died?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
No, rest
2015, I think.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Big name.
Yeah.
But anyways. So, watch that documentary 13, and if you're white, you're going to get upset about it.
So she told you, like, you're just white, you don't understand.
No, because I was just arguing. I'm like, why, all they're showing is this.
But I'm not going to lie to you.
Why don't they show the other side of it? The thing about it
is, I could vouch for you, but yeah, the white people did set up the system for us.
There's a lot of, listen, there's a lot of fucked
up. Right, I'm not going
to. Dude, this is all I'm saying. There's a lot of fucked up white people.
Yeah, yeah.
And these people who
and they set up the system for a lot of other races to fail.
I'm not saying all Trump. I'm not saying Trump.
You are cool.
I'm not saying Trump supporters. I'm saying these assholes.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about that
shit. Who are doing like swastikas and churches and shit.
And I'm talking about the assholes who set up the system where you get one, you get caught with one piece of crack, you get 15 fucking years in jail.
It's fucked up.
That was some fucked up shit. Yeah, yeah. It was very fucked up because you were selling a rock for like $5, $10.
Yeah.
And you're going to jail for like 15 fucking years for a $10 rock. Like, yeah, it didn't add up. So I'm not putting you in that category, but I'm also saying that, yeah, it was set up by some racist white motherfucker.
I'm sure it was.
Right. Yeah. But that don't have shit to do with you, and I don't use that as an excuse for why I can't do shit today. So just get better, everybody. Fuck.
That's it. All right. But I'm just saying, it's a boiling point. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I'm mad at
you. And I think, luckily, I have enough respect for other people and for other... I mean, dude, like I said, if I could be, I'd be fucking... I would love to be black.
He said this before.
And I like...
Off-air.
Hip-hop, fucking Spike Lee
movie. And not drunk, not high. He said this before.
I'm
not joking.
Yo.
He said this before.
I'm telling you.
And I don't think I got nothing to do with dick size.
I mean, fifth grade, I'm wearing a Malcolm X hat. I mean, come on.
It don't have nothing to do with the dick print in your pants either.
No, nothing. And but I'm saying is that I think a lot of these people.
I hope that don't offend his mom who made the turkey jerky.
No, it's fine.
Some good turkey jerky out there.
No, I think that these weird people who are just using, they're using Trump.
I said that.
No. They're using Trump, and I don't think that Trump really is a racist.
Right, he's
supporting
none of them. You seen he brought Don King out the other day.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell y'all some shit. This black people, this Hispanic, this white people. You know what we got a tendency to do?
Asians.
We get rich. and we turn our back on all the motherfuckers who we was real with. You know why I'm fucking with Trump right now? Trump is showing y'all, I got motherfucking elected president. I'm bringing every motherfucking gangster, scumbag. Fucking Don King and Donald Trump was standing on the steps having a fucking press conference. Don King had like 20 fucking chains on and 20 fucking flags in his hand.
And his hair, is just like...
Don King was one of the biggest promoters boxing ever seen. Black, and he killed white, somebody. He killed two people, not somebody. Okay, he killed two people. He's convicted of killing two, murdering. One was self-defense and one he did time for. Let me tell y'all something.
Only in America.
Only in a fucking America. Where y'all think Trump got Make America Great Again from? Shout out to fucking Don King, motherfucker. Trump didn't come up with this shit. That's one of his mentors is fucking Don King. Only in America, motherfucker. So stop making excuses about this white, black shit. Man, get up off your fucking ass and get on your fucking grind, man. Take care of your kids, your wife. Buy the motherfucker a ring, a fucking... Maybe she need a smoothie. Go to fucking Jamba Juice and get the motherfucking hoe a smoothie and tell her, baby, you look good today.
Well, don't call a woman a hoe.
Right. But tell her, get some spandex or get a nice dress. But man, fuck all these excuses. It's 2017. It's January 3rd. Liquor license. We bout that action. We ain't about no motherfucking excuses this shit.
I'm about that about action, no, boss.
The racist holding us down. The white man. The motherfucking... Man, we ain't talking about none of that shit.
Okay. All right. So I want to end all that. All right. So why... I mean, I'm not going to end it all, but I'm saying...
He going to end all racism in the world.
I mean, I'm going to end it all.
Done.
No. It's over. So, yeah, but where's it going to go?
Where what going to go?
Racism.
Man, fuck racism. Where racism been going? Motherfucker Jim Crow to fucking Martin Luther King shot in the head, to Kennedy shot in the head, to Obama, man, this shit ain't going nowhere. Listen, so where we going? I think her point was
I've never had to see it like that.
Right, and I saw it firsthand. I told you the Klan and everything else. But fuck. But I still ain't bothered. Man, that shit will make you weak. It will have you scared. It will have you afraid. Man, fuck that shit. The Klan pussies. Anytime you got to put a hood on, bitch, you hiding. I respect a motherfucking shooter walking around drive-bys. I don't get all that fucking hiding out shit.
That's what I was like about the Panthers.
Right, man. You walking, marching, there. Gun on the hip, all that shit. Man, nobody got time for that shit. Shout out to Trump bringing out Don King, motherfucker.
He should make him. He should have been vice president.
Man, this man brought Don fucking King out with him. Man, motherfucker sitting next to me like, who the fuck is that? I said, that's fucking Don King, motherfucker. That's one of the biggest promoters. He said, he's standing next to the president. Man, I said, Trump wanted people who ain't turned his back on nobody. You fucked with me, I'ma fuck with you. Let's roll.
I agree. I mean, listen, he used weird tactics during his campaign. He got in. But now he's not. I honestly don't think.
Tom Arnold said, oh, he got the recording by dropping the N-bomb and all that shit. That's cool.
And listen, Rapport, I stole from you. I know you're listening to the show. Where are the tapes at?
Where are the tapes? Play them. Because like I said, whatever he said, I might have said something worse. Fuck.
I probably said something worse.
I probably did. Fuck. And I ain't going to lie to you.
We probably said something worse to each other than what he said on the fucking tape.
I just never had to grab him by the pussy or whatever the fuck. I ain't went that far with this shit.
You know what? But like even... You know what? Maybe I'm a sexist because that didn't even offend me.
Man, you're going to really get in trouble with your woman. Huh? Your woman going to be like, oh, that didn't offend you. Okay. You really out here. No, not your racist. No.
All I'm saying is with Trump, the thing I love about him is that, like, he's hanging out with us right now.
Right, I just said that. That's literally, liquor license won't do a podcast. Okay, what are you like? What the fuck? Like, Trump is doing a fucking liquor license podcast.
He's sending out fucking tweets about China and, like, just stupid shit. Like,
yeah, I'm just like, oh my God. And that's why I tell you, man, I don't, you know, man, let's go back. I'm like, man, I don't fear none of this shit, man. Man, we got our own destiny in our hands, man. Make something. Make it happen. Fuck all that dumb shit.
2017.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I was in and out of that documentary. Why is it called 13? Because of the 13th Amendment?
13th Amendment,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's what? That's the...
Hey. Everybody, shout out to V-Ron.
Everybody's V-Ron, equal.
Cut him some slack. He white. He's still learning.
That's it. That's the attitude that fucking pisses me off.
Nah, but it's not. I'm telling you, some white people, y'all was never forced to understand certain shit. So if you just understand it now in your 30s, I don't have a problem. I'm not like, oh my God, you should have known that, Brandon. Like, nah, man, some people just never had to deal with certain shit. So why would we, you know what I mean? Why would we say, oh, you're an asshole, you didn't know that? Like, fuck, some people don't know what the fuck is going on with certain shit.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, and I ain't tripping, but shout out to V-Ron.
No, yeah, shout out. Okay, what else do I got here?
Oh.
Now that we're on that.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So Well, I got 10 different fucking things here. All right. This guy he works at the store. Oh, Jesus. I really hope he doesn't listen. All right. He works at like the coffee place. Okay. Right. And I won't say any names or anything.
I'm sure he listens. Just because you say, I hope he don't listen.
Oh, I hope he doesn't. He's an awesome dude. You know, like a Midwestern kind of guy, and he's very artistic and all this kind of shit.
Autistic or artistic?
Probably both. No, he's not autistic. And he's a big motherfucker. He's probably kicked my fucking ass. But like, he shows me this music video he made. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it looks fucking awesome. They have drone shots and shit in it. Like, it looks fucking super dope, like professional.
Yeah.
And the song sounds very well produced. It's like a poppy kind of song. But it's a really dumb song. It's called Space Chick. It's like,
Space Chick?
Yeah. Like, you could be
like my space piece?
You could be my space chick.
You could be my space piece script in
yes.
10 years ago?
Yes. That's what it's. But it looks, I mean, now everything is so well produced and put together.
That you forget what they're talking about.
So,
you could be my space chick.
That's it, dude. If I had it right now, I'd show it to you.
Sucking on my space dick. You better not use that shit for song of the week. Though. I'm sorry. No, fuck that. Don't do it.
No, you know what? Yeah, okay. Now,
don't do it.
The whole reason I brought it up.
Nope. Fuck that. Don't do that. I don't want to hear that shit.
What? You don't want to hear what?
Space dick. Sucking on my space dick.
I was gonna play Just Text Me a song of the week.
Nah, fuck you. Don't be a hater.
Did you direct those videos? That's what I was getting at.
No, not at all. No.
Mm-mm. You had somebody direct
those? I told you, man, it was a machine ready. One day we're going to have a talk about that.
I want to hear it right now.
Not on air. Because it was a machine behind that.
I made V-Ron watch those videos.
I saved. let me just say this to the audience.
Let's just say this. Kadir has a
stop all that. Don't do that.
Let me just say this.
I saved a contract. Okay. I still got it.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring it and show it to you. And you're going to say, off of what? Off of one song, this is what the offer was. So we just going to keep pushing, man. 2017, shout out to Liquor License.
Okay, then I'm holding this fucking thought, goddamn it, because I just watched your Two Stupid music video.
Why you got to be stupid? why could you, anything about me? I just respectfully say you wasn't a racist and I'm supporting you in 2017 and you're going to come talk about my shit stupid.
I'm not saying stupid.
I'm in here crying.
Return of the G, that's my jam.
So back to B. We support each other no matter what we had to do.
All right. Let's do this. Oh, I'm going to save this. You're going to bring me the contract next time and we'll talk about it on the air.
No, not talking about it on the air.
I'm not going to say numbers. I'm not going to give your fucking address out.
I'm not
talking
about none of this shit. I'm just telling you.
Why?
I'm going to tell you this.
This is the worst.
Take my number, sexy. Baby girl, you should text me.
There we go. That a boy.
Baby, if you let me. I forgot one of the words, but hey.
That's going to be song of the week.
No, man, go ahead. Don't be no hater. Hey, put it next to your body. Let's have a
who was after that chick party. In the video, by the way?
Me and you get naughty. We doing our own thing.
Who was the chick in the video?
Man, y'all don't want to fuck with me, man. Liquor License 2017.
No, seriously. Was that just an actress or was that like somebody new? No,
actress.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah. Asian chick.
I like the Return of the G one, though.
Man.
Was that? Okay, now, okay.
I'm telling you.
Was that? No, we got time. We're talking about
I was
about
on
this
that
right
Malcolm
now.
X shit.
Okay.
By any means necessary. We getting
I understand. Known. I'm saying.
Shout out to J.K. Simmons. You heard me.
You shout out like Outkast in the song.
Right.
In
return, that was their beat.
In return. Oh, and you just. He didn't.
That was the Return of the Gangster, motherfucker. You don't know that beat?
I know the beat, but no, it sounded like it was like slowed down a little bit.
The Return is the Return. Mm-mm. That was their beat.
And then Heard him did the other one?
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to HB.
Can we get him on one of these days, for fuck's sake?
I told you, whenever you come to California, he'd be here soon.
I thought he lived here.
Nah, he moved to Chicago, back to Chicago.
Oh, no doubt. Is he still doing production?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Can he make me a beat? I want to make a song called Street Condoms.
Street Meat.
you know you've been on Pornhub and you saw...
Dude, it's fucking and crazy.
And you've seen Asian Street Meat.
Street Meat.
No, Street Condoms.
You're fucking stupid.
No, Street Meat. I'm walking with Tree Man. The one we're going over to the fucking Starbucks, and there's just condoms like all over. Fuck,
that girl don't want to use your street condoms, man. Put your street condoms away.
No. Okay,
practice safe sex.
This is my question.
Yeah.
Okay, is it the people are fucking in their cars and throwing the condoms out?
Yeah,
or is it that they fucked at someone else's house and then got
they fuck in the cars and throw them out. California.
Now, are you saying that because you've done that?
No, because I've seen them in fucking streets just roaming around. Like
street
that.
Meat.
Street meat.
So, yeah, I was thinking street condom. But I want, okay, this is what I want. I want like a boom bap kind of rap. Like, boom, like fuck that.
Some like, throwback shit.
Yeah, like Afro Bambaataa. I want to be like, street condoms everywhere. People pissing on the stairs because they just don't care. Oh, no, that's Grandmaster Flash.
But, I'm telling you, you'll never make it as just.
I want to do like an old.
And that's why. But see, that's why the fucking Hispanic people trying to write you off as the white man.
Just, I want to do an old school fucking like beat. Like Mos Def, he had put out this.
You're fucking crazy.
He put a jam on it. He redid it. And it was like so fucking good. I love that old school 80s fucking party hip hop. And that shit does not exist. I know you like the gangster shit and the fucking Future and Juvenile.
Shout out to the gangsters.
But admit, there's something fun about that party music too. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. And I want to.
I'm with you on that.
If I ever put out a fucking song, which I never will, I've only talked about it for 5 years, I want it to be like that. Like, yeah, street condoms in the street. Motherfucker, move your feet. Like, see, that's good.
Beat your meat. You say beat your meat and move your feet.
I'll get you, and you're going to come on as, like, Flavor Flav.
I think Flavor Flav, is he dead?
He's alive. Or the cops got him. Either the cops got him or they don't.
Yeah, somebody just heard of him. Because 911 is a fucking joke.
It is kind of, actually. I've called 911 before, and it is a fucking complete piece of garbage.
I'm a white man, and I'm bleeding. We'll be on our way, sir.
I did that.
Like, damn. Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. I didn't even plan on talking about this, but okay.
You call 911?
Okay. This new homeless fucking guy who's recently homeless.
Recently.
He's a white gentleman of 20.
A white gentleman.
I would say 27 years old.
And recently homeless.
You can tell recently homeless because he has all nice clothes on. Mm-hmm. But he kept coming into the liquor store and stealing.
Okay.
Like, he would do the. Put two shots in his pocket and be like, okay, can I buy this? And then give me a dollar. Like the shooters.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So but you would watch him or you would call him out?
The homeboy, my homeboy Seth caught him.
Oh, okay.
Hey. And he's like, yo, man, what about the two in your pockets? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he put them back. And so I got in this guy's face He came in the next day and he stole the fucking candy bar. Now, look, is it make a difference at these... No, like, because the dude down the street got fucking stabbed over some stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta watch that shit, man. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what Seth told me. He's like, watch out for knives and needles.
But
and
Seth telling you that shit, Seth the one calling him out on stealing.
He called him out, but he backed away like he didn't.
Yeah,
you know,
man, you gotta watch that shit. That dude did get killed right down the street. That's
right there.
Right, yeah.
So I had the bat out. And
that's when the day I came in and you had the bat. The bat was still warm.
Yeah. Because the day before,
I put these bitches.
He's outside, and I take the bat outside with me.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there on, like, that fucking little stupid yellow thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I go, get the fuck out. I just go, dude, I don't want to be an
asshole. What, did you just hang around the store?
I said, dude, don't be an asshole. I said, just go steal down the street. Just go to that other store. If you're going to be a homeless guy, oh, I ain't fucking homeless, dude. I ain't fucking homeless. I'm like, then get the fuck out of here. What do you do? Like, I was trying to, like, be a bro. And, like, get the fuck out before I call the cops.
Right.
And he's like, no. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Call 911. And I put on my white man voice.
Hello. It's a disturbance outside in the parking area.
Excuse me.
Of my business.
Excuse me, African-American gentleman. This is Mike Pence.
Mike Pence.
And we had to call 911. And I explained that there was a white, 6'2". 27-year-old white man. And
that you thought
black,
was gay?
All black, he was gay. We had to...
Shock.
Mm-hmm. And by shock, that means we put two in the pink and one in the stink.
Ooh. And just unleash the rayons.
Mike, thanks, buddy. I love when he stops by.
So what happened?
So the cops come, he walks away, and they don't do shit. So the next day he comes, what do? The exact same fucking thing. And I'm like...
He's still been coming?
Well... I think I finally, like, scared into him.
Solved the mystery.
No, I said.
Of the white guy.
I just said, dude, listen. And you, okay. As long as you've known me, I'm not an angry person.
No.
I don't get into fights.
You know, this whole episode been about you not racist, you're not angry. People really testing your nuts for the 2016 roundup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are. But 2017 will be different.
2017 okay.
Now,
on look,
you never see me get in a fight. Now, no. Would I have your back in a fight? I would try to. I might get my ass kicked, but whatever. All right. But this guy aggravated me so much because here's the thing. Yeah, you're only stealing a dollar fucking shot fucking candy bar, but that's my fucking livelihood right now.
Right.
That's my survival job. Right. Don't fucking steal from here.
Right.
All right, yo, you want to ask me for $5? I'll give you $5. Walk down to McDonald's and buy something. Right. But don't steal shit right in my face, you fucking scumbag.
And it's a store where I don't want to put the business out there, but it's a store I've been standing up in there. I see people like got tabs and shit. It's like some old fucking Gunsmoke shit. Like some people got tabs.
It's a nice store.
Right, so I'm sure if he would just say, hey, I don't have this shit right now, but I'm about to die from alcohol, not having a, you'd be like, okay,
you got to get it to me. Which I've done.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, a little kid came in one time, shit his pants. I'm like, all right, dude, go to the bathroom. I gave him a Gatorade. I'm like, I'm sorry, bud. He cleaned up.
All right, we're not going to talk about the kids.
Okay, then a lady came in the other day. It's raining out, and she's on crutches.
Oh, my God.
So I give her a chair to sit down to relax. Because I felt bad about it.
Terrio came in and shit his pants. And then,
Oh, shit him. Oh, shit him. I'm so finally, I had just had enough with this fucking guy. Because it's not so much that it's not my money he's stealing. It's not my products that he's stealing. It's the fact that he's doing it right in front of me that just aggravates the shit out of me. You know? Like, if someone just was to steal and left, like, whatever. But he's just doing it, like, blatantly and, like, being a dick about it. You know, like, I didn't fucking steal. Then he smashes the window at the fucking coffee place where the dude who wrote Space Chick works at. They have him on camera, but he admits it's not him. It's not me. I didn't do that. Dickhead, we have you on camera, fuckface. You know? So I finally just said, all right, he goes outside again with the stolen candy bar. I go, buddy, eat the candy bar. He goes, what candy bar? I go, the one that you just stole. No, there's a line of fucking people because this is like New Year's weekend. I said, eat the candy bar. I go, I'll pay for it. Well, if you come in here again, I'm going to fuck you up. I don't like you. Okay, I think you're a scumbag. Go down the street. Go to the other liquor stores. Steal from them. Please. Now, I know that there's cameras all over the place. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I go, okay. I get out around 3:30 today, bud. I'll be in that alleyway, and I'll have a baseball bat, and we'll have a conversation. Oh, shit. And since then, I haven't seen him.
That's a good. Oh, shit.
And like I said, I'm not being a tough guy or anything.
No.
You know me. I'm not like that.
Right.
But for me to get that pissed, I go 0 to 100
real quick.
All right, well, fuck. I'm not trying to hard ass it. I'm just saying that's what happened, and I'm fuck that
not
guy.
Not trying to hard ass it, you heard me?
Seriously, if that guy got ran over, I wouldn't even be.
I could tell. He had you upset when you sent me that.
I'm glad that the fucking boss doesn't have the gun at the store anymore, because I would have fucking pistol whipped this fuck.
Now he's shooting motherfuckers, you heard me?
Yeah. I ain't trying to shoot people. I'm just saying, they're here raping people.
Oh.
Hide your wife. How'd your kids?
Man, yeah. Fucking stupid. Yo, 2017.
All right. Okay.
What?
So.
Yeah.
So after all this talk.
Yeah.
It was New Year's and I had to work. And I got off at 1 a.m.
After New Year's.
Right. 1 a.m. New Year's Day, basically. Gotcha. Okay. And I'm like, fuck. And like my buddies weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, all right, I'll take a fucking Uber, which is normally $2.50 from my house to the store.
Right.
$17.50. And I'm like, God damn it.
But why?
The surge rates all the drunks are trying to get home. So the surge rates go up. So I order it. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to pay it. Because it was fucking freezing balls. You weren't here.
Yeah, no,
you weren't here, but it was fucking freezing balls cold over here.
And, girl, you're working with some ass, eh?
And Jesus. So, Juvenile came through. You guys hear that? So
you just went home?
So I'm sitting in the back of the store.
Yeah.
And it, like, you can see the stupid car go through the street.
The Uber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Street condoms everywhere. And then it just says canceled. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm walking home.
What you mean to say canceled?
The driver canceled it because he couldn't find me. Because I was in the back of the store, not the front. So
they gave him the address.
Yo, they fucking charged me $5 for that. Oh. They charged me $5 for me to walk home in like 40 degree fucking temperature, which, okay, I know, Buffalo listeners, I know it's not that cold, okay, but it's cold for us because we're not used to it. Walk all the way fucking home at 1 o'clock in the morning, go back the next day at 2, fucking dickheads. Dickheads.
Dickheads.
Ugh. What the fuck? $5. I want to fucking...
What else you got on that list?
I want to argue. I was fucking arguing.
It's 27th.
Like, you're right. Uh-oh.
Liquor license taking over for the 2017.
I realized... Like, all right.
What?
I'm going to give you a metaphor.
Oh, shit. All
right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
African-American gentleman, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Because I'm not racist or angry.
Right.
Okay.
I just beat homeless black people up with bats.
I just have a water hose. It was a white guy, motherfucker. It wasn't a black guy. It was a white dude.
I just beat homeless black men up with bats. Come on, man. What? What you saying?
I don't beat no. The black,
man, come on.
The black homeless guys, I use the water hose what and the dogs
saying?
On.
Man, what you saying? See? It's fucking, I told you. Right. Your woman listening to this shit and she going to be like, damn.
She's not black.
She going to drop your ass.
I
don't know what happened. I'm like, never, I know what happened.
I've never met a black chick before.
Well, I don't give a fuck. Your Hispanic woman is going to say, this piece of shit got to go.
She's in the nerdy white guys. It's fine.
And it's a lot of them out there. More than this fucking other fucking people in the marketplace. So, right, you might want to stay on your shit.
You got a good point.
Shit.
All right. You're on the highway and you're in, not like out here is a terrible example because you can never really drive fast.
Okay.
But like once, like if it's 2:30 in the morning and you're driving, you can actually drive 75, 80 miles an hour on the 405.
Get then, somewhere real fast. 10 yeah, minutes. Yeah.
Real fucking quick. Real. And then you get off on like whatever street it is.
Yep.
And now, but now you're speeding because you were just going fast.
Right.
And now you're still going fast.
Where the fuck is this going?
But do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, yeah. Right? The adrenaline is up there. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, right. Now, so
even on a 45 street, you might be you're going 55. Like
60 or something.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. When the holidays are here, and I know you're not a holiday guy.
No.
Okay, but you still buy presents.
The DUIs and all that shit out too.
And you spend, I understand. Yeah. And you spend money on New Year's, and you go out to eat and all kinds of shit like that.
Yeah.
But then the holidays end, but you're still spending like it's the holidays.
And that shit is over.
Exactly what I'm getting at. That's my metaphor.
And that shit is over already.
Yes.
January 3rd.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh, January 2nd. Well, fuck. I went out to eat 3 times yesterday. And I haven't gone out to eat 3 times in a month.
I believe.
In a minute.
And that's why I did say that yesterday. I was like telling somebody, I was like, man, you know what? The end of the year is like Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, and it's New Year's. Like, if you ain't had a good year, it'll really show up. Like, damn, I had a shitty year.
Okay, was that at least a good metaphor?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And then I forgot about Halloween, too, if you got kids and shit. So
well, this your Halloween fill on the weekend.
Thanksgiving, New Year, Christmas, New Year's. Like, if your pockets ain't right, you done.
It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, you're obsolete.
Okay, I know you're Mr. Anti-Holiday.
Anti-the-devil.
But did you buy gifts for Christmas?
No, I told you that. You asked me that on the other episode. No, I don't do none of that shit. I told you that, man. I got a gangsta ass family. My mom, everybody know. That boy, that do us.
Did you send a card?
No, none of that shit. All
right.
I talk to these motherfuckers every day.
What'd your mom do for New Year's? Do they have like a party or at the church or something?
My best friend, I told you, his father died on New Year's Eve.
You don't really celebrate it.
Nope. Keep it low key. Talk to him for like 2 hours. And
how's he doing?
Good to go. Standing outside of his place of business, smoking a good one, talking to me. And it was raining at home, so, you know.
It has been like extra rainy.
Yeah, and out there it was extra rainy. So,
where at Louisiana?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I can imagine.
I never been a holiday after that one. After that, you know.
I feel you.
You gotta appreciate it for what it is.
See, the only thing I ever agree with you with is that like the stupid holiday is like Valentine's Day and shit. Like I hate those.
And that's coming too for you lovers out there.
I know.
So get ready.
It sucks because you know what sucks is okay. You just had Christmas, so I just got me around a gift for Christmas.
Yeah.
I had. I'll have to get something for fucking Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
And then her birthday is like a month later. So it's like, God damn. So
you got October, November, December, January, February. And then you got like 6 months. That's a half a fucking year of
Jesus
of shit.
It sucks. Fucking, you're right. I should just be on that career tip. Like, no, man, just no
every
fucking
day. Because every day, if you treat it away, she's going to be like, it's a holiday coming up. Be like, baby, you just bumped me.
You know what?
Something.
I should just tell her, just text me, sexy.
Take my number, sexy. Baby girl, you should text me. I can be your special lady if you let me.
Well, hey, shout out to everybody who hated 2016.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I don't. But you know what? It can go suck. It can go get, fuck its own face.
He's going.
Take my number, sexy. Baby girl, you should text me. I can be your special guest, lady. You can bless me. No specific time, girl, so please don't stress me. I'll be there tomorrow night, baby, if you let me.
Hey girl,
can I ask you a question without being too aggressive? I wanna get to know you, baby. Let's skip the guessing. You can be my tutor, give a private lesson. This love is so dangerous, my heart is a weapon. I tried to block it out, and this shit still crept in. And if you kept him, you would not know me. They like the second string, and the kid is like Kobe. Trips all around the world, you know you can get it too. Please sign these papers for me, make sure it's consensual. Oh no, I'm just kidding, boo. You know that I'm feeling you. All the females in the world, and baby, I'm so
take my number, sexy. Baby girl, you should text me. I can be your special guest, lady. You can bless me. No specific time, girl, so please don't stress me. I'll be there tomorrow night, baby, if you let
touch
me.
Touch your body and put it next to my body. Let's have a private party. Me and you get naughty. We doing our own thing, no matter what they say. Yeah, I've been a player, but tonight ain't no play day. Me and you, we getting down. I'm just trying to get it in. Love and affection, and you told me I'm your best friend. This is where the trip ends. Baby, it's time to get off. No hurts and no regrets, baby. Ain't no love lost. Even if the love lost, baby, we just better off. Remember all the good times, forget about the bad ones. Next time we'll be better off, baby, and I promise that. Just close your eyes and fantasize until a
take my number, sexy. Baby girl, you should text me. I can be your special guest, lady. You can bless me. No specific time, girl, so please don't stress me. I'll be there tomorrow night, baby, if you
take my number, sexy. Baby girl, you should text me. I can be your special guest, lady. You can bless me. No specific time, girl, so please don't stress me. I'll be there tomorrow night, baby.